Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 FM, The Fan and The Fan Radio Network. Also, the Odyssey app and YouTube. YouTube.com/1080AM, The Fan. We'll get to the Dan Lanning audio.
Dan Lanning at Big Ten Media Days.
He got to the playoff last year, and he's like, now you see me. 41-0 at halftime. Now you don't.
I don't think it was 40. Was it 41-0?
Nah, I'm just trying to piss you off.
People forget. I think it was 34-8, I think was the score.
Internally, we call that trying to pull a Danny Meringue. I'm trying to upset you.
Oh, I love it. People lashing out because they're upset their football programs are relevant. You wish you could be us.
That's a nice response.
Why don't you win a Big Ten road game, and then we'll talk. Then we can debate college football.
How about you don't lose to Maryland?
Yeah, let's
start there.
Let's beat Rutgers.
Work our way up.
Let's beat Rutgers, and then we'll, then we'll go there.
Magic Hat, pretty straightforward. They're the life gods and the sports gods have come together, and they've combined topics. We don't even get to choose these. And they just somehow land in Swag's hat. It's the weirdest thing.
Somehow it happens every day or every Thursday
morning.
He's the widget king. He takes that hat off, and there we go. We got topics. So Swag will pull from the old Magic Hat, and whatever he throws at us, we have to really try. I have to figure out what it is, and then we talk about it.
This is in all caps, so adjust your...
Oh, you got to yell it.
Do I need to deliver
it? If it's
it?
All caps, you have to read
well,
it
Well, I think you got to... I think when the Magic Hat provides you something, you got to try to read it.
I want your headphones to... Because
lean back a little bit from the
ready?
Mic. Lean back a little bit.
More!
Actually, you read that perfectly. Do you see the gas tax increase we're going to get hit with?
We got more gas tax coming?
6 cents, baby.
Are you kidding me?
Well, pay for transportation.
It was proposed at 12.
Yeah.
What?
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
No toll Tina as she's been.
You EV soy bros over there just laughing it up.
Oh, no. There was something in that bill. There was a proposed mileage tax for EV users in one of those bill proposals.
What does that mean? Like the amount of miles you drive, you got
to
pay a tax?
We're going to have to document the miles driven.
Because we're also on the road. And
Yeah, you got to pay for roads too. I'm not the only one driving on these things.
When they start licensing bicycles in the city of Portland and elsewhere where they've got two-thirds of the damn lanes in downtown,
then you can talk
to me about that.
Look, let me add to this. If you're going to get to that point, I mean, you're already there. You're making us pay permits for floaties in rivers.
Wait, what? We got to pay permits for floaties?
Did you not see this?
No, I'm unplugged from the local news right now, I guess.
I think they backed off the inner tubes.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think your kayak, canoe, paddleboard.
If you want to go float on a river with a paddleboard.
With a paddleboard.
You have to buy a permit now.
What is that? Like, I can't go on a lake or a river without a permit?
Well, if you get stopped by the river chances? Patrol, what's you're getting a citation.
So what are the chances? What are they, just driving around stopping people? Are they pulling you over, saying, let me see your identification?
Patrol,
I'm calling nonsense on this, dude. We do this from time to time. There's these little these little classes at the park that happen in my neighborhood for kids. It's a get-together. They're 30 minutes long, okay? 30 minutes long, mind you. You know how much they cost for 30 minutes?
Probably $75.
It's $12 for 30 minutes. And my kid doesn't even do 90% of the stuff in the class because he's 18 months old.
Yeah.
I found out if you show up 1 minute in, you just walk up, you don't have to pay.
Oh, there you go.
And I started doing that. So I'm going to go ahead and take my paddleboard out, and I dare you to pull me over.
Also, what do they do when they ask for your ID and you're on the river? And you're
sorry,
like,
it's in my bag and on the dock.
I once got stopped on a Max when I was 14. I don't know. I'm guessing somewhere in that age range. And I got stopped because once in a while we would hop on at the Gateway Max stop and we would just take it into downtown or Lloyd Center or wherever we're going. I didn't pay. And so I got stopped by an actual Max cop.
Hey, where's your Max ticket?
Basically, he's like, let me see your ticket. And I was like, I don't have one. And he goes, all right. And he starts writing I don't even know if it was a full citation or what, a warning, whatever
it's
was.
Like a parking ticket.
I'm just going to walk away.
Well, I'm a teenager. Yeah. He's like, well, you're going to have to get off at the next stop. And he goes, what's your name? And I gave him the name of a classmate.
They got no way to figure that out. This is my whole dog off the leash at the park thing. Like, you're not catching me. You can find every way you can to sham shove another tax down my throat, but I'm not paying for it. I'm not buying a permit for my paddleboard.
Just get really smart
people. Let's fix the potholes, okay? Don't tell me we need more money to fix the potholes. We already pay more taxes than anybody.
It's weird being pro tax, but being pro tax of can we actually use the money efficiently
for good things?
And then you get taxed and you go, "What?"
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're not doing the efficiency stuff.
Right. So where's this more money going to? Is that pothole I drive over every day?
It's the transportation windfall that they're trying to recover from. They don't want to make all these layoffs happen.
Yeah.
So she's...
Now we got to foot the bill. Yeah. Lovely.
Got to foot the bill. And they're planning... They got to replace a lot of the bridges, and that is spendy.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Go woke, go broke, baby.
Let's build baseball arena first. Can we handle the important issues, and then we'll get to the bridges?
Come on.
Barry Maguire.
Oh, dude, Barry Maguire. I'm just going to play this cut, and I'll explain more on the back end.
Which Bron was better?
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat Bron.
Miami Heat.
I'm going this Cavs Bron, because this Cavs Bron had a three.
Miami crazy. Miami Heat Bron was, he was on steroids, bro. He had to sit out. He was on steroids, for real. legit was on steroids, bro. Allegedly. But he had to sit out. But y'all remember when they told him they
there started plus sports allegations?
Y'all remember that though? Nah, but they was like, he got everybody, they started testing for HGH. And they was and he had to sit out. He said his back was hurt and he sat out for 3 weeks and he came back skinny. This is just, I was in the league. I remember. And he came back in. He was crazy though.
Now, that might have been the best Bron.
That's Jeff Teague on the 520 podcast being asked which LeBron was the best. He's in Miami. Because he was on roids.
Allegedly. Well-placed allegedly.
The funny thing about this is Jeff Teague is kind of a goofball. He's a former NBA player that likes to just tell stories and memories, and he does a really good job at it.
Yes.
He says, for real, two different variations of it. This blew up yesterday, and he had to post, I was just kidding, y'all. He was just on a different level. Chill. And I don't know if that is
that's a cease and desist letter that came in the mail.
I would post something now to stop this.
I would
or he really it. Was just joking, even though on that clip he says, for real, two different times.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I had somebody tag me and go, you got to talk about this, because they know I like LeBron.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
This is why he's not my GOAT, dude. Jordan didn't take HGH. You're a GOAT. Get out of here. Look at you guys supporting a cheater.
Release the files.
Release the files. I want to see him. Where's the trainer at right now?
I mean, look, if all seriousness, if you told me athletes that are playing longer, some of the big name ones that one just retired and is now broadcasting and one's still playing, if you told me they were taking some substance to give him an ability to be out there, I'm not going to go, what? What?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. A lot of, I'm not even going to, I don't want to name people because there's lawsuits flying around in this industry now.
Yes.
RIP to one player that people were like, he went to Germany and now he's good.
All of a sudden, things have healed.
Like, and I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter at all to me.
Now, look, if it came out and it was like, yo, he made Mark McGuire look like a,
his entire
a non-roid user.
The number of needles in that butt, you wouldn't even begin to imagine how many there were.
If that was ever verified, yeah, that'd be a different conversation and it'd be the news for like 2 weeks.
It probably would be the news for 2 weeks, and I know that and LeBron would be different in this case, but I don't know if there's any player in the history of the league that could test positive for HGH or steroids and it would change my opinion on them. It's one of those weird things. Like baseball, we immediately do it.
I wouldn't know how to quantify steroid use like, in basketball.
So remember Rashard Lewis? Remember when he tested positive and was suspended for like half of a season? It's like, okay. I'm sure a lot of them do it. I got into this
debate. Only averaged 20 points. You're on roids.
Right. It should have been better. Your hand-eye coordination wasn't as good. I got into this debate with somebody on baseball. I can't remember who it was recently about somebody being or not being on steroids and them saying, well, you know he's not on steroids. Look at him. And I'm like, we're still doing that?
Yeah, Ryan Braun.
Fernando Tatis just got popped for a PED suspension like 2 years ago. Does he look like he's on steroids?
Who was the skinny cat for the Marlins?
D. Gordon. He was on the Mariners when he got popped.
Oh,
I believe he was in Seattle when it happened. Like, so are we still doing that you have to be a Hulk Hogan look-alike to test positive for steroids? That's not the thing anymore. Basketball players taking this stuff, I genuinely don't care. I hope they all take HGH.
Athletes should be allowed to take HGH.
If it helps you recover and it helps you stay healthy and it helps you play till you're 41, I have no issues with it whatsoever.
All right, more Magic Hat on the other side, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on The Fan. More Magic Hat. What is the hat providing? We'll get to the Ducks, by the way, top of the hour. Media day.
What are you doing, Arkansas?
Oh, dude.
What's going on with Arkansas?
Well, they're having to come out and publicly say, this is not okay. We are not fine with this. There is a small community.
Uh-oh.
It's about 160 acres, and it's called Return to the Land.
Okay.
It's an all-white community.
Oh, they're going all whites only, huh?
Yeah. And they're trying to expand into Missouri, and Missouri's like, no.
What do with that? Yeah.
They did an interview, and they basically like, no, we're not racist.
At all. It's not what you think.
Why Arkansas?
I would say because it's Arkansas.
In
fact, I'm surprised that this didn't spawn in Mississippi, that this was Arkansas.
I was
going to
ask, what state would you have picked?
Mississippi would be
a...
the first one that came to my mind. Yeah. Probably Mississippi. I just think of them as the most backwards. I think they're the least educated state in the union.
So certainly in that case.
They're Idaho.
Idaho's a good, that's a good poll right
there. You mean
there.
Greater Oregon?
Yeah. The Oregon Territory, if you will. Yeah, Idaho, up in the northern parts of Idaho. Nobody really know what's going on up there.
I drove to Bend.
Stay away from it.
During spring break, and I passed like one of these huge ranch farms, you know, and laced just down the fence line was the Greater Idaho or Greater Oregon, whatever the hell it was called, that movement. And I'm like, Then just move.
Just move to Idaho.
Get out of here.
Just go ahead and just, it's right over there. You just kind of hop over the border.
Get the hell out of here.
Take them
over.
Over
there. Yeah.
So they bought 160 acres. Are they like building, how, are they making like a community?
Yeah, no, it's like a community.
So it's like, it's like houses and a store and all that stuff.
Well,
and
I don't know about a store.
Okay, they're saying whites only.
And now they're trying to go to Springfield, Arkansas.
It's not the, or Springfield, Missouri.
Oh yeah, Missouri. What did I say? Arkansas. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah,
they're
Missouri.
Already
they're
in Arkansas.
To go to Springfield, Missouri. They're in Arkansas.
I mean, you got
to
expand, right? I mean, you can't just stay in one state with
the
your
modern version of the Rajneesh.
Dude, how bland is that chicken? How unseasoned is their food?
Very unseasoned.
Oh my god,
bland and unseasoned food.
No salt on your eggs, your chicken. Good luck. Have fun.
All right, you ready for more
losers?
PG going rated R.
Yeah, underrated topic we haven't even got to. We can talk about the team, too, because it kind of can tie into both. Paul George just randomly was announced he had knee surgery.
Oops.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
I actually thought it flew right under the radar of Summer League.
I think they're irrelevant because of the year that they had a little bit last year, that maybe that's out of sight, out of mind. Maybe a year ago would have been a bigger story.
But let me ask you this, right? Yeah. A lot of attention to Giannis and Milwaukee and how things are shaking out in the East with these injuries. I love Joel Embiid. I think he's a great character. I think he's a great player. He's more than deserving of having an MVP. Like, if you're ever going to live up to being a dude, even if you don't have Paul George as your running mate, like, is this not the season? Maxey's another year experienced.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Who'd they get in the draft again? You remind me off the top of your head.
Edgecombe.
That's
I think
right.
They got BJ Edgecombe.
They lucked their way into a top five pick. Yeah.
And look, he's a rookie, but he's hyper athletic. Like, if there's ever a year for you and Maxey to break through,
now's the year to do it.
This is the year in that conference to do it. And, you know, Paul George has been nothing but a disaster of a signing.
It's been terrible. He played 41 games last year. He averaged 16 points per game.
It's something to kind of keep an eye on, of like, what is Philly going to be this year? Because the East is pretty open.
The East is wide open, man. There are so many injuries up and down it, and it's one of the reasons that we've looked at some of these random teams who have made moves in the offseason of like, man, could they actually make noise in the East? And if I would have told you a year ago that Indiana was going to win the conference, I would, you know, people would have laughed. I would have never saw that coming. So maybe that's Philly this year. I just, with the knee surgery to George, the unquestionable health of Joel Embiid, who played 19 games last year, Maxey played 52, like, good luck, man. Like, it's just, you're so unreliable from a health standpoint. I supported the trade at the time, and that age, the take aged terribly. I just said, you got Embiid at the end of his run. You might as well try one more thing before you blow it all up. This seems like it's heading in that direction, that's going to be a Maxey and Edgecombe build around, and you're trading Embiid the first chance you get.
We have 1 minute to squeeze one in here. Get it, girl.
Get it, girl. How about the recent trend going on right now? Largely in the female community. So any female listeners out there, help us with this, because this is the trendy skincare routine.
Is it?
How about you want to get rid of those wrinkles? You know, I get commented all the time, you got a lot of wrinkles. I'm like, thanks. Great thing to say to somebody.
Appreciate that.
Hey, you know, you got crow's feet on your face.
Thanks.
My niece told me the other day, you know, your teeth are yellow. Thank you.
Yeah. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
The brutal honesty from children, man. You just can't match it.
The worst was my daughter said goodnight the other day, and she leans over and goes, Mom thinks your breath stinks. And my wife just turned around,
walked out of the room.
How about this? If you need skincare, the new routine, the go-to move.
What are we doing?
How about a little salmon sperm on that face?
Whoa.
Whoa.
How do they capture that?
I don't know.
They configure their widgets?
I think there's a lot of configuring widgets in that tank.
I mean, can anybody that's like has an actual brain answer that question?
Like, we need a fish and wildlife.
We need a guy to come on to talk about how you capture that.
If I gave you
I've seen
cream.
Him do it to a horse. I've seen that before.
If I gave you a cream, though, and I said, why don't you rub this on it to help make your skin look nice and glowy and smooth and help with the wrinkles, and I told you there was salmon sperm in it, are you in or are you out?
Is it working? Like, it actually works?
Like, the celebrities are doing this.
Clears up my face. It's looking good.
And it's caught on. There's, like, clinics. I Googled it. There's clinics around here that are like, you want salmon sperm?
We got it, too.
All over.
I'm all about it, dude. Go ahead.
You
rub
do it?
I'll rub it all over my face. Why not?
Just feels weird.
I mean, I'm not quite there yet, I don't think, with the wrinkles. But if I was, like, feeling at that point of life, I wouldn't have any issue with it.
Picked blackberries once, and my daughter goes, Dad, like, how do we know? When did we find out blackberries were okay to eat? And I go, I don't know, man. Somebody out there just said, I'm going to eat this.
I'm going to take a flyer.
Who was the person with a fish that said, let me rub this on my face?
Also, how did they get it?
Oh, my God. The wrinkles are cut down.
The first one to find out how you got it. I want to know, how did you accomplish that?
Based on South Park, I'd say Kanye West. Fish sticks, dude. Fish sticks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.